弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。我们感谢神啊，今天能够一起来敬拜神。
Worship him together today.
来做个祷告。
So let's bow and pray.
天父，我们仰望你。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you.
我们来到你跟前来敬拜。
We come before you to worship you.
求求你帮助我们能够看见你的荣耀。
Lord, help us to see your glory.
你是能拯救人的神。
You are a God who saves the mankind.
我们若非你拯救，我们就没有盼望。
Without your salvation, there is no hope in us.
我们也没有这个福分能够站在这里。
And that we may not have this blessing to be standing before you.
我们再一次向你仰望，求主你把你自己拯救罪人的。
Sinners again to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天有敬礼。
So today we have baptism ceremony.
所以我穿这样的一个白袍，然后我们台上是空的。
And that's why the pastor dressed up in the white robe, and there is a tub here.
我们有两位弟兄姐妹在我们中间。
And there are two brothers and sisters among us.
在我们中间要向我们向世人宣告。
And who is going to proclaim to us and also to the world?
他们一生是耶稣基督所救赎的。
And that their entire life was saved by Jesus Christ.
他们曾经走向一个死亡的人生。
They used to be walking on this way to perishment.
今天呢，在基督里，他们得到一个全新。永恒的生命。
But today in Jesus Christ, they have acquired this brand new life and this eternal life.
基督能够拯救一切信靠他的人。
Jesus Christ can save anyone who comes to him to be saved.
甚至从死亡中拯救。
Even from the death.
那我们这一段时间也一直来看但以理书。
And for the past few weeks, we've been looking at the book of Daniel.
那有一节经文，你没有背的话，你应该要读到会背了啊，就是11章32节。
So there is this verse. If you have not yet memorized it, you have to pay attention and memorize it. So this is Daniel 11:32.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
做违背圣约的人，唯独认识神的子，必刚强行。但以理书11章32节啊，那这段经文呢，讲到说认识神的人必刚强行事。
And so this verse actually talks about those who fear the Lord is going to stand firm and take action.
来到但以理书第6章，我们认识神什么呢
？So back to chapter 6 of Daniel, what do we know the God about?
神能够拯救信靠他的人。
God is able to save to deliver those who know Him.
那在神的救赎历史中呢
？So in the redemptive history of God,
我们会看不断的看见神能够拯救信靠他的人，甚至从死亡中拯救出来。
We continue to see that God is able to save, to deliver those who know Him, and even from death.
早在亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神就应许这个救恩。
So even all the way back to when Adam and Eve they sinned, God has promised them the salvation.
到了挪亚时代的时候，当神看见地上人的罪恶很大的时候，人终日思想都是恶的时候，神就要用洪水灭这个世界。
So, at the era of Noah, when God saw that the man was filled with evil, and the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, but God was able to save Noah from the flood.
神提供了一条，他比我早啊，我帮他翻译。神提供了一条救生之路啊，让敬畏他的挪亚啊，能够因信靠他而得救。
So God actually provided a road for Noah, that Noah, because of his faith in God, he was able to be saved.
后来我们也看到神拯救约瑟。
And God also provided salvation to Joseph.
你看到 约瑟是被他哥哥扔在坑里头。
And you saw that Joseph was thrown to the pit by his brothers.
甚至把他卖到这个埃及的这个奴隶的坑里头。
And he was even sold to slavery in Egypt.
然而神与约瑟同在。
But God was with Joseph.
神拯救他。
And God saved Joseph.
使他亨通。
And he also made Joseph prosper.
又过了几百年。
And hundreds of years later,
当整个以色列民在埃及变成沦落到落到奴隶的坑中的时候
when the entire nation of Israel fell into the slavery under the control of Egypt,
那时候法老王命令所有以色列生的男孩都要丢到河里头
and Pharaoh ordered that all the Israelite boys they are going to be thrown into the river of Nile.
但摩西的父母因信靠神。又把摩西留下来。
But because Moses' parents, they feared the Lord, they kept Moses.
把他放在一个箱子里，放在河边的一个芦地中。
And then they put Moses in the basket and placed him on the reeds by the river bank.
啊，我们以前想的这个是说，摩西飘，这个盒子里面一直飘，往河下飘啊。其实他们是把他放在河边的这个芦地中。
So we had this notion before that Moses was placed in the basket and he was flown down through the, in the river, with the river, but he was actually put on the riverbank.
在那里呢,神果真救了摩西。
And there, indeed, God saved Moses.
也借着摩西,透过神的神迹奇事,拯救了以色列人出埃及。
And he also worked signs and wonders, and through Moses, he saved Israelites.
之后我们还看到约拿的故事。
And later we also see the story of Jonah.
神如何从这个深海当中把约拿救上来。
God, we saw how God saved Jonah from the deep ocean.
然后我们今天在但以理书第六章我们看到神拯救但以理。
And here in Daniel 6, we saw how God saved Daniel.
神怎么拯救但以理呢?
And how God saved Daniel.
神就在同样的行这个神迹奇事这个在第六章二十七节那个大利乌王说这位神是施行神迹奇事的神他拯救了但以理。
And also in book of Daniel in chapter 6 verse 20, King Darius said, he works signs and wonders. This God works signs and wonders and he saved Daniel.
他拯救但以理脱离什么狮子坑。
He saved Daniel from the den of lions.
这一些救赎的事件
All these deeds of salvation
都在预告预表指向一件事情
And these redemptive stories they all point to the following story
就是在神的时间满足的时候耶稣基督要来
And when the time of God has been fulfilled Jesus Christ is going to come
他要将他的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
And he's going to save his people from sin.
所以当你读到这些旧约故事的时候你不要只是想说那只是他们的一个生活的经历。
And so when you are reading these Old Testament stories, do not just linger, do not just stop on the notion that these are just their experiences.
他们记在圣经上是要让我们看了解一件事情神能够拯救。
But they are recorded in the book of Bible to tell us that God is able to save.
神能够拯救最终是要代表着神能够借着耶稣基督来拯救我们。
And the ultimate salvation from God is that his salvation through Jesus Christ.
所以你来到这个新约四福音当中你就发现到说耶稣基督就是神最终极的拯救。
So looking at the Gospels, the four Gospels, you will see ultimately Jesus is the salvation.
那些旧约的拯救乃是指向说最后神要差他的儿子耶稣基督来拯救我们。
And all the Old Testament salvation stories, they all point to Jesus Christ who is going to save us.
耶稣基督就是复活。
And Jesus Christ is the resurrection.
就是生命。
And he is life.
信靠他的虽然死了也必复活。
And whoever believes him, though they die, yet they shall live.
那有一天呢我们还要盼望基督再来。
And so one day we're looking forward to the coming back of Jesus.
死亡要被得胜所吞灭。
Death is going to be swallowed up in victory.
我们是借着耶稣基督得胜。
And through Jesus Christ, we are going to win the victory.
而最后，一切都要更新。
And everything is going to be renewed eventually.
不再死亡。
There will be no more death.
不再悲哀。
And there will be no more mourning.
神要亲自与我们同在。
And God is going to dwell among us.
这就是整个救赎历史的故事。
And this is the entire story, the history of salvation.
神要救赎的不是只是从狮子坑里头救赎但以理。
And God ultimately is not just going to save Daniel from the den of lions.
他要借着但以理来告诉我们他最终要拯救我们。
But through Daniel, he's going to tell us that eventually he's going to save us.
我们来看但以理书第六章。
So let's take a look at Daniel 6.
这事情发生在以色列人亡国被掳了。
The background is the exile of the Israelites.
因为以色列人得罪神,
because they have sinned against God,
离弃神,
and they have are forsaken God.
最终他们就被亡国被掳,
and they so that's why they lost their country and they were exiled. They were captured by other nations.
这个时候是马代人大力乌在统治的时候,
and they were under the reign of the Mede whose name is Darius.
但以理虽然是被掳的人，但是他因为有美好的灵性呢，大力乌王就想让他统治这个通国。
Even though Daniel was an exile, but because he has an excellent spirit in him, and the king Darius actually planned to set him over the whole kingdom.
所以我们从第四节开始就有一群的人嫉妒。
So starting from verse 4, there was a group of people who were jealous of Daniel.
我们一起来读，我们请Joyce 帮我们读英文的，先从第四节读到第八节。
I'm going to read from verse 4 to verse 8. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel,unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." And these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except to you, O king,shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked."
我们在经文里面看到说总长跟总督要找但以理的把柄。
So from the verses, we saw that the satraps, the presidents, they wanted to find faults with Daniel.
经文也说他们找不到他的错误。
But the verses also say that there is no fault in him. They couldn't find any.
所以他们就开始要设阴谋，要害但以理。
So they started to plot, and then they wanted to set a trap for Daniel.
我们继续念。
So let's continue to read.
从第九节到十五节。
Verse 9 to 15.
我们再一次请这位。
Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed,he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, "O king, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes petition to any god or man within 30 days except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is the one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the junction you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day." Then the king, when he heard these words, was much distressed and set his mind to deliver Daniel, and he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. And these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed.
在这里讲到说这些总长跟总督呢就跟大力乌王立了一个令，就是在这三十天之内任何人都不可以向任何人或神求什么，只能够向王求。
So it is said that the precepts, the satraps, they actually made King Darius sign a covenant, an injunction that no man can actually pray to any god or man over the 30 days period except to King Darius.
当你知道了之后，怎么样？还是三天在那里开着窗向神来祷告。
So after Daniel knew this, he continued to pray and plead to the God with his upper chamber window opened three times a day.
我们在这里常常会讲到说，你看但以理多多么怎么样，多么厉害啊，多么有信心。
So many a time we would say, you know, look at Daniel, he's full of faith.
他主要所相信的是什么？
What actually Daniel believes in?
他所相信的就是他的神。
Daniel believed in his God.
所以当人发现他还在祷告的时候，就来到王那里说，王那三日之内不许任何人在王以外向神或向人求什么，这是不是已经盖上印了这是不能改的。
So when the people saw that Daniel continued to pray to his God, they came before the king and complained to the king. King, didn't you say, sign the covenant, the injunction that within 30 days, anyone who prayed to you, to anyone who, other than you, they're going to be thrown into the den of lions. And you have signed the injunction, and there is no chance that this can be revoked.
然后他们就说，被掳的犹太人当中的但以理不理你。
However, this Daniel, who is among the exiles of Judah, he didn't pay any attention to your injunction.
他既然一日三次祷告。
And he even dared to pray three times a day.
十四节是我们很长的时候没有提的。
And 14 is a verse that we don't mention very often.
这里说王听见这话就非常的烦恼。
It says that the king, when he heard these words, were much distressed.
一心要救但以理。
And he set his mind to deliver Daniel.
筹划要解救他。
And he actually labored until the sun set down to rescue him.
直到日落的时候。
Until the sun went down.
那是什么意思？
What is the meaning of this verse?
那是说在那一个时代最有能力的王想尽办法都没有办法救但以理。
It is saying that the most powerful king over that era, when even though he wanted to save Daniel, he couldn't.
如果最有能力的王都不能救但以理，有谁能救但以理呢？
If the most powerful king was not able to save Daniel, who can save Daniel?
我们继续来念16到23节。
So let's continue with 16 to 23. Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you. And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, and nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him.Then at the break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth.And they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm. Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God.
有没有注意到当 当你被扔在狮子坑的时候，王说你常侍奉的神他必救你。
So have you noticed that when Daniel was thrown to the lion's den, the king said to him, May your God whom you serve continually deliver you.
然后你又发现，你又注意到的就是当你被扔在狮子坑中，有人搬了石头放在这个坑口，有这个印把它这个坑封闭了。
And did you also notice that when Daniel, after he was thrown to the den of lions, there was a stone. People put a stone in front of the mouth of the pit. And the pit was also sealed with the signet of the king and also the signet of the lords.
第二天一大早，王急忙地往狮子坑去，哀声问但以理说，你常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？
Then at the daybreak, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions.And as he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. He declared to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?
这是一个很关键的问题。
And this is a very critical question.
你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？
The God who you've been continually serving, is he able to save you from the den of lions?
这个时候以色列人已经亡国被掳快七十年了。
almost 70 years have passed after the exile of the Israelites.
我们怎么知道快七十年呢？
And how do we know it's almost 70 years?
因为以后我们读到第九章的时候，我们就发现就在大利乌王的元年第一年的时候，但以理读到说耶利米书说这个被掳七十年要归回。
Because in chapter 9, when we go to chapter 9, we're going to find that the first year of King Darius, Daniel read the scripture and found that they are going to be returned to Jerusalem in 70 years.
70年快满了。
70 years is almost accomplished.
神的应许在哪里？
And then the promise of the Lord is there.
但神会拯救吗？
So is the Lord going to fulfill his salvation?
所以当你的事迹读到这里的时候，当王在问说你常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗，他不单只是对当以理的问题，也是对整个百姓的一个问题。
So when King Darius asked the question, is your God going able to save you? This is not just a question to Daniel, but also a question to all the exiles.
当以理怎么回答呢？
And how Daniel responded?
当以理说，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我。因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。
Daniel said, My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm.
但你能够得救是因为他在神面前无辜。
Daniel was saved because he was blameless before the Lord.
也因为什么？因为他信靠神。
And also because that he trusted in the Lord.
那我们前面讲了，但你的得救的故事不是就只是他的一个经历。
And so we mentioned that the salvation story of Daniel was not just a story of he himself.
他也是要来预告、预表耶稣基督。
But it is also a foreshadow of the coming of Christ.
在旧约里头，你说有时候你读一些人的事迹，你会隐隐约约好像看起来很像耶稣基督的故事，是不是？
And when in the Bible, when you read some people's story, it might have some resemblance to the story of Jesus Christ.
那这个亚伯拉罕献以撒，献的当中，然后神就把他阻止了，说。神另外预备了一只羔羊，在那里就叫着耶和华以勒。
And so Abraham was sacrificing his son Isaac. God stopped him and prepared another offering, another goat in the place of Isaac. So that at that moment, God was called Jehovah Jireh. Jireh. Okay.
那后来我们就发现到说耶和华的山上必有预备。
And then we found on the mountain of Jehovah there will be there was already the preparation.
那最后的时候，我们就发现到神果真在各个他山上预备了他要献的羔羊。
And eventually we found that on the mountain of Golgotha, God has prepared his perfect lamb.
这不是说以撒就是基督。
This is not to say that Isaac is Jesus.
这乃是说到神早就在创世纪的时候，在救赎的当中，就是在他的作为里头，就在隐隐约约告诉我们将来他要成就的事情。
But it is saying that in the book, in the story of Genesis, when he created the world in the past, he has already have these stories existing to foreshadow the salvation that he's going to give us.
但以理这个人在第六章的事迹也有许多你可以说巧合也好。
And there are many so-called, many, maybe you will see these as coincidence in chapter 6 of the book of Daniel.
也许是非常相似的一个故事。
And they might be very, there might be a lot of resemblance.
但是他在里头却隐隐约约在预告耶稣基督的救赎。
But it seems to be foreshadowing the salvation story of Jesus.
因为神在救但以理的时候，他其实在预备着他自己的爱子耶稣基督，为我们成就救赎。
Because when God saved Daniel, he also was preparing for Jesus Christ accomplishing his salvation for us.
你看到但以理被领袖们设计陷害。
And when you saw Daniel was trapped by the leaders.
当初领袖们也同样设计陷害要杀耶稣。
And these leaders also complained against Jesus Christ.
你看见领袖们在但以理身上找不到把柄。
And when you saw the leaders, the presidents were not able to find any fault against Daniel.
同样人们在拷问耶稣的时候也找不到把柄。
And likewise, when people were questioning Jesus, they were not able to find any fault against him.
你看到他们在那里捏造法律律法来陷害但以理。
And when you saw they came up with ordinances and injunctions to set trap for Daniel.
同样当初宗教领袖们也是用法律来诬告耶稣。
And likewise, the religious leaders, they used false accusation, false laws to accuse against Jesus.
大力乌王想要救但以理却不能。
King Darius tried his best to save Daniel, but he was not able to.
比拉多要救耶稣也不能。
And when Pilate was trying to save Jesus, he was not able to do either.
但以理信靠神。
Daniel relied on God.
耶稣把他自己信托给天上的父。
And Jesus also trusted himself to the Heavenly Father.
但以理落在坑中。
Daniel was in the pit.
耶稣的身体也放在坟墓的石洞中。
And the body of Jesus Christ was also placed in the grave.
但以理的坑是用石头盖起来、封起来的。
The pit of Daniel was sealed by the seal, the signet.
耶稣的坟墓也是用石头盖起来，用兵丁守着，封起来。
And Jesus' tomb, it was also covered by, closed by the stone, and was also guarded by the soldiers.
王次日一早就把但以理拉上来。
And early in the morning, the first thing, King Darius lifted Daniel out of the pit.
耶稣在第三日一大早复活。
And Jesus also resurrected on the morning of the third day.
离开石洞。
And to depart from the grave.
当你出了狮子坑之后，就在大力乌王国里头享亨通。
After Daniel came out of the den of lions, he was prospering in the kingdom of Darius.
耶稣复活之后，耶稣说：“天上地下的权柄都赐给我了。”
And after Jesus' resurrection, he said, "All authority in heaven and earth have been given to me."
这不是说但以理就是耶稣基督。
It is not to say that Daniel is Jesus Christ.
但是你会看到神在救赎但以理的当中，那里所看到 耶稣基督救赎的影子，他乃是要告诉我们说，他最终的拯救在耶稣基督里。
But when you see all the similarities between Daniel's story and Jesus' story, it is to say that the ultimate and the final salvation is coming from Jesus.
但是耶稣基督虽然但以理很像耶稣基督的所经历的事迹，但是耶稣基督要比但以理更大。
And even though Daniel has similarity with Jesus, but Jesus' salvation is bigger.
但以理虽然在神面前是无辜的，他仍然是个罪人。
Even though Daniel was blameless before the Lord, he's still a sinner.
但耶稣基督却是完全无罪。
But Jesus Christ is completely sinless.
但以理只是面对死亡，没有实际的死掉。
Daniel was only facing the possibility of death, but he didn't die.
但耶稣基督，我们的救主，却是实实在在的死了。
But Jesus Christ, our Savior, he did die.
那你看这个旧约的故事的时候，你很多这种相似的画面的时候，你发现神都没有让人死。
And when reading the Old Testament stories, there are a lot of similarities, but God didn't allow the character to die.
以撒应该要被杀了献祭的，神没有让他被杀。
When Isaac was about to be killed, to be sacrificed, God did not allow him to die.
约拿要在这个深渊之中啊，应该要死的，神没有让他死。
Jonah was almost drowned in the sea, but God did allow him to die.
但以理也是一样，他面对死亡，他的整个经历，在某个程度上有一点相似，但是神没有让他死。
Likewise, Daniel, he was really close to death, very similar to the death of Jesus, but God did not allow him to die.
因为死亡这个东西不是人能够模仿的。
Because death is not something that mankind can mimic.
而你在这个死的要模仿耶稣基督救被这个救赎的这个经过，很多东西可以模仿的，但是死亡是不能模仿的。
We can share a lot of activities with Jesus, share a lot of similarities with Jesus in terms of salvation road, but death is something that we are not able to.
只有耶稣实在的死了。
And only Jesus actually died.
神差他的儿子爱子耶稣基督为我们而死。
God's beloved son was sent by God to die for us.
这就好像神借着某旧约里面很多不同的人来告诉我们说他将来要救的做的救赎。
And so a lot of the Old Testament heroes, they were sent by God to foretell the story of salvation.
但是有一件事情你们神不让他们模仿，他们也不能模仿的，就是耶稣基督的死。
But there is one thing that they're not able to work on, this is the death of Jesus.
耶稣基督为我们死。
Jesus Christ died for us.
但以理被救出狮子坑中，最后还是要死的，因为但以理今天不在我们当中。
Even though Daniel was saved from the den of lions, eventually he would have died because Daniel is not among us today.
耶稣基督从死里复活，却永远活着。
But when Jesus resurrected, he will live forever.
但以理需要被救，但是耶稣却是施行拯救的神。
And Daniel was rescued, but Jesus is the one who saves.
耶稣基督早就在神在旧约当中，就在他的计划当中。
Jesus was already planned, even in the Old Testament.
以弗所书说，早就在世界的根基未建成之前，他的爱子救赎的计划就已经在那里。
So, Book of Ephesians said, even before the foundation was laid, the salvation was already ordained by God.
我们需要被拯救。
And we really need the salvation.
我们昨天爱家读这个诗篇五十一篇。
So yesterday, Agape Fellowship studied Psalm 51.
大卫说他从母腹里就有罪了。
And David said that he was sinful even in his mother's womb.
我们每一个人从一出生就是有罪的人。
And every one of us at the time of birth, we are sinners.
我跟大家讲过，我们不是因为犯了罪才变成罪人，我们是因为这个罪人才犯罪的。
I've already told you we're not sinners because we have sinned, but we sin because we're sinners.
你看到小孩子从小开始很自私的要往凡所有的东西要往自己手里面拿，或者他开始说谎的时候，并不是因为他说谎了他才变成罪人的，乃是因为他本身是一个罪人，所以他就会说谎。
And looking at the little kids, they are very selfish. They would take everything for themselves, and they would also start to lie. It is not because that they lie that they're sinners, but because they're sinners that they would lie.
所以我们都需要耶稣基督的救赎。
And that's why we all need the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这就为什么但以理啊，这个拯救的故事也必须是我们啊蒙救恩的几个经历。
And this is why the salvation story of Daniel is also applicable to us, that we may also experience the salvation from God.
我们怎么能够像但以理一样在神面前无辜而得救呢？
How can we be as blameless as Daniel before the Lord that we can be saved?
耶稣基督来担当我们的罪而死。
Jesus Christ came who bare our sin and he died for us.
叫我们因此可以得到赦免。
So that we our sins can be forgiven.
我们因为信靠耶稣就算为义。
Because our faith in Jesus, we can be accounted as righteous.
我们因为信靠耶稣，他在十字架上所担当的罪为我们担当罪，我们就以致成为无辜。
Because we believe in Jesus who that he can bear our sins on the cross, that we can be called blameless.
因为耶稣基督代替了我们的罪受刑罚。
Because Jesus was punished in the place of our sins.
也因为耶稣基督，我们得着在基督里的无辜。
And also because of Jesus that we can have the status of blamelessness before God.
This is 但以理得拯救的最终的意义。
And this is the ultimate meaning of the rescue of Daniel.
当你看到这个故事的时候，你不要只想到说，像但以理那样是信靠神。当我工作丢了，我信靠神，神也给我一份工作。
So when you're looking at the story of Daniel, do not just stop that Daniel believed in God so much. Now I am jobless, I believe in God, and so God, you have to give me a job.
抱歉我说这么一句话，神在救但以理的时候，不是想到说将来几千年之后你没有工作的时候，或者你生病的时候，你需要耶稣拯救，他是想到耶稣基督要怎么把我们从罪中救出来。
And forgive me for having this extra sentence. What I'm trying to say is that when God saved Daniel from the lion's den, he doesn't have in mind that thousands of years later, you are going to need the help of Jesus Christ to help you through life's turmoils or physical illness. But what he has in mind is that Jesus Christ is going to save you, just like God saved Daniel from the lion's den.
将来日期满足的时候，
And when the time has been fulfilled,
我们信靠神的人必得胜。
Everyone who believes in the Lord will have eternal life.
你注意读但以理书的话，你会注意到几乎每一章都有某个期限。
So when you read the book of Daniel, almost every chapter has a time limit.
那个期限满足了，你就会发现神拯救了。
And when the date, when the time period has been fulfilled, God is going to perform his salvation.
所以你会发现但以理书你要注意这些时间的概念。
So when you look at the book of Daniel, you have to pay attention to the dates.
但很多这种字满了，日期满了，这个77的个期满了之后啊。
So when you see, accomplished, the date is the period is fulfilled, or the 70 weeks.
神在第九章说，我为我的百姓设了七十个期。
When in chapter 9, God said, I have ordained 77 for my people.
有一个期限。
And there was a period.
那期限满的时候，神要除去罪孽。
And when the period has been fulfilled, God is going to remove the sins.
要拯救他的百姓。
And going to perform, to work the salvation.
在但以理书一到六章，这一些被拯救的事迹，最后是要讲到耶稣基督来拯救我们。
And all the stories from chapter 1 to chapter 6 of Daniel, they all point to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以但以理的故事只是一个小故事而已。
And even though the story of Daniel is a small story,
但是要对我们述说一个更大的耶稣基督的故事。
It is actually for telling a bigger story, a greater story of Jesus Christ.
叫我们凡是愿意信靠耶稣的人，也能够在耶稣基督里与基督同死，同复活。
So that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ is going to die and resurrect with him.
将来在基督里，我们也靠着基督胜过死亡。
And in the future, in Jesus Christ, we're going to rely on him to win over death.
在永生中与基督一同作王。
And in eternity, we're going to be king with Jesus.
你看到这个但以理的故事，然后你发现到几百年之后，耶稣果真来了。
And looking at the story of Daniel and look forward to hundreds of years later when Jesus indeed came.
那他在拯救但以理的这个救赎里头就预告我们有关基督的拯救。
And the salvation of Daniel also foretold the salvation through Jesus Christ.
同样今天我们也在基督的救赎里面，我们也深信将来基督还要再来。
And likewise today, when we have already been saved by Jesus, we also look forward to the coming again of him.
在永生当中，神要救赎我们，将一切都更新。
And in eternity, God is going to give us this, to renew everything and give us eternal life to us.
所以问题就是，我们所侍奉的神能拯救我们吗？
And so the question boils down to, is the Lord, that the God that we believe in, is he really able to save us?
他是可以的。
He is indeed.
他拯救了但以理。
He saved Daniel.
他拯救但以理的时候，告诉我们说他要差基督来拯救我们。
When he saved Daniel, he also told us that he's going to send Jesus to save us.
耶稣基督也来了。
And Jesus indeed came.
为我们死而复活。
He died and resurrected for us.
他离开的时候，天使也提醒我们，他还要再来。
When Jesus left the world, the angels still remind us that he's coming back again.
所以我们神是能够拯救我们的神。
So our God is a God who is able to save.
能拯救我们脱离罪恶。
He's able to save us from the sin.
有一天他也能够拯救我们脱离这个罪恶的世界。
And one day he's also able to save us out of the world of the sin.
我们今天有敬礼，我们先请受敬的两位先去预备。
So today we have baptism. So the brother and sister to be baptized, please do some prepare for the baptism.
那我们很多人在我们以前也都受过浸礼。
Most of us here, we were baptized before.
都在提醒我们，我们乃是在基督的救赎里面成为神的在基督里面承受这个新生命。
And may we be reminded again today that in Jesus, we can bear this new life.
我们也像但以理一样，我们经历的其实是更大的一个救恩的这个经历。
And may we be like Daniel that we can actually enjoy this even greater salvation.
耶稣说，在古时候的先知想要看到我们今天所看到的都不能看到。我们今天所经历的是有福的。
And Jesus Christ said, the prophets of the old, they so longed to see the glory of today, but they were not able to. How blessed are we that we can see this with our own eyes?
我把这个观念放在你脑海当中。
So I'm going to imprint this notion in your head.
因为你常常读旧约的时候，你看到这些先知，你看到这些被神带领的人，我们都好羡慕，是不是？
And when you see, when you read the Bible and see the prophets of the old times, you were so envious of them, right?
我不晓得有没有人说， 巴不得有一天我也被丢在狮子坑里。
I don't know if any one of you would actually say, I wish that I could be thrown into the den of lions.
但是神把我救出来了，像但以理一样。
So God is going to save me out of the den of lions, just as he saved Daniel.
但是耶稣说，旧约的人啊，想八万能够看到我们今天所看到的，所经历我们今天能经历的，就是耶稣基督的救赎。
But God said, how the prophets, how the people of the Old Testament, they wish that they could see the salvation of Jesus Christ as we can see now.
所以当你羡慕旧约的人怎么经历神的时候，耶稣告诉我们说，其实我们所经历虽然看不见的这个层面，但是我们所经历的却是旧约所有的圣徒们所羡慕的。
So when we said that we wish that we could experience the of a prophets of the Old Testament, we have to remember that it's such a blessing for us to experience the salvation of Jesus, the full knowledge of Jesus.
现在是你看到但以理的时候，你要跟他说，你还没经历到我所经历耶稣基督的救赎。
And next time when you see Brother Daniel, you probably is going to tell him that, you know, I actually have experienced the things that you wish, but you were not able to.
不要误会，我不是说但以理没有得救啊，我的意思是说在地上的时候所巴望看到的都还没有看到的，我们今天都经历了。
Do not mistake that I'm not saying that Daniel was not saved. I was saying that Daniel was not able to see what we would see on this earth.
所以我们今天要看两位弟兄姐妹，第一位是汤宇姐妹。
So we're going to witness the baptism of a sister and a brother. The first one is Sister Tang Yu.
第二位是宋建弟兄。
And the second one is Brother Song Jian.
那不是一个小事，这是神从历世历代在世界创立之前就已经设立的救恩来救赎我们的。
This is not a trivial issue, but throughout the ages, before the foundation of the earth, God has ordained this salvation for us.
这救赎要一直到永永远远。
And this is going to last until eternity.
你工作丢了可以有，有了再丢。
If you have lost your job, you could lose it again, probably in the future.
你的身体病了，好，好了再病。
If you got sick, got ill, you can recover, but you probably will become ill again in the future.
但是在耶稣基督里的救赎是永远不改变的。
But the salvation through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, is not going to change forever.
五万年之后，你不记得你在 Ann Arbor多辛苦的日子，但是你会永远享受在基督里的丰盛。
So 10,000 years from now, when you have forgotten all the hardship of your life in the city of Ann Arbor, you will still enjoy the salvation which is from Jesus Christ.
我们接下来有敬礼。
So next we're going to have baptism.